Hello, everybody, and welcome to the IFSEC Insider podcast, Security in Focus. So my name is Mark Glover. I'm the editor of SHP Online, and hopefully by now you know that you're listening to the third and final part of a really special podcast mini-series on the fire risks of lithium-ion batteries. So if you haven't heard the first two, I suggest you do. You can click on the recordings below, which will be on this this landing page. I suggest you do for many reasons, but just to sort of touch on some of the topics we've managed to pack into those two mini episodes. We've been touching on the regulation. Key thing has been about awareness. We basically want people to fill in the knowledge gap that they might have around this issue. And we also started to look at an action plan around mitigating the risks, which we'll touch on a bit later. So before we get on with this final pod, let me introduce you to someone who really, as I said before, is the expert in this field. He's been with us throughout this series, guiding us through, and that's Matt Humby, who is the Senior Technical Sales Consultant at Firechief Global. Hi, Matt. How are you doing? How have you found these recordings? You can't believe we're on the last one already.
Hi, Mark. No, it's been brilliant.
This is the last podcast, as I say, and we're going to be looking at the final four parts of that eight-step action plan that we were just talking about, something that Matt and his team were heavily involved in putting together, And so we're going to go through the final stages of that. So stay tuned for that. Also, as it's the last episode, it's probably a good opportunity to reflect, sit back. I'm going to ask Matt for his thoughts on, you know, what he wants to see change around this issue, a bit of horizon scanning, for example. You know, where are we going to be 5, 10, 15 years? Any urgency around this? But for now, let's go back to that action plan. Matt, bringing you back in now. So the first four parts were around being proactive. We touched on education, assess, segregate, control. You know, it was based on a hierarchy of controls, if you like. And if you go back to the previous episode, Matt gave us a really succinct definition of each of those and how you can apply it. But this time, Matt, we're going to be looking at the sort of next four stages of it, the reactive, if you like. Do you mind just sort of going through, yeah, just like before, actually, just going in one by one, kicking off and just explaining about each part, and we'll see what comes from it. But I suggest people take note at this point. It's a really good bit of content to take away.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Yeah, the next four. So these will be the reactive actions people can take. So the first one is train. So this section is all about training is absolutely essential, as we know. Responsible persons have a duty to ensure their teams are trained, and the training in this context to select the correct response. And we are talking about training to select the correct response on a lithium-ion battery fire. Lithium-ion battery fires are completely different to any other fire. Yeah. So you need your fire safety people in there just to make sure they've got the training behind them. And what I will say, Mark, is we're not advocating that people fight lithium battery fires. Only fight them if it's safe to do so and if you're trained and feel confident to do so, because let's remember, lithium battery fires create a huge amount of toxic smoke and gas, which is also flammable.
Actually, we don't want to put that, Matt, sorry to come in, Matt. I think it's worth going over why lithium ion batteries are so unique and the real aren't they? Do you mind, explaining that and how it sort of plays in?
Well, their fires are unique because they burn in a completely different way. They burn extremely hot. They can explode like little mini grenades. Even a small battery like an e-vape cigarette, you know, can pack a powerful punch. They produce toxic gases, hydrogen fluoride, hydrogen chloride, carbon monoxide, to name a few. They are just completely different than any other fire risk. So we need a complete different approach to how we fight lithium battery fires. They're just not like a standard A-class fire or a liquid fire. They're completely different. They're unique.
Thanks for that. So yeah, you said so that obviously applies. That's for people to consider when in part five in the training.
Yeah, 100%. So again, it's all about the education, understanding the risk, you know, understanding what they're going to do when a battery goes into thermal runaway.
Sure, that's great. Do you mind moving on to the next step, Matt?
Yeah, sure. So the next one is suppress. So what we're talking about here is maybe bigger organizations or companies that need to look at automatic suppression systems as to control a thermal runaway event. Now, there's a lot of elements here. So sprinkler systems, specialist sprinkler systems, delivering a specialist extinguishment designed to put out and slow and reduce a thermal runaway event. So these are more specific for bigger organizations. For example, you know, if you've got a wind or solar farm and you've got containers and they're normally very rural, they will have in those containers lithium ion batteries storing that energy from the wind or solar farm. They're unmanned or unoccupied areas. If you had a fire, no one's going to really notice until it's too late. If you have an automatic suppression system in there, potentially it will buy you time before the fire rescue service arrived and slow that spread down. So that's where we're talking about suppressing that sort of thermal runaway action. And then we come on to the next one.
Yeah.
So number seven is about acting. So this is where we're expecting an individual or a set of people to take an action in the event of a lithium battery fire, only if it's safe to do so.
Yeah.
And timely use of the correct equipment. Now, we're not going to delve into standards under lithium battery fire testing for products because we may do at the end, but there isn't any. But this is where we come back to your chosen strategy as training the right people. Have you got the right extinguisher medium to at least try and tackle and slow a lithium battery fire down? That's key. You know, for a very brief example, dry powder will have no effect on a lithium ion battery. It will just keep exploding. So, you know, if you didn't train your people and they just put a dry powder on it, it's potentially going to make the situation worse. So that's number seven. And then we come around to the last one, which is all about allowing maybe the lithium ion battery to burn out in a safe way. So this is contained. And this is the last one of that section of the reactive actions. And very briefly, so the fire rescue service may turn up to an electric vehicle fire. They may assess it and decide we will let it burn out because it's safe to do so. It's not going to spread. It's going to be safer if we let it burn out in a controlled way. The other ways you could use fire blankets specifically designed for lithium ion battery fires, becoming very popular. I think they play a part in helping control and contain a lithium battery fire. They will contain that fire. And there's obviously things like containment bags you can put devices in. So that's where you allow the device to do its thermal runaway, but in a contained way. So that's the 8-step plan, Mark. That's it in a nutshell, in a very bite-sized way.
That's fab, Matt. No, really appreciate that. As I said in our second episode, I think, before we were talking about this, a really succinct way of just giving you guys a bit of a foundation to work off and some knowledge that you can hopefully take away from. And Matt's given just some really good insight there. Actually, Matt, sorry, I was meant to ask you before. I wonder if it's again, just to summarize this plan that you did. It is the sort of that, isn't it? This 8-step plan is for people to take away and have confidence in and bite size, as you say, nothing too complex. And it's given a power in people to utilize this. Is that what you set out to do with this plan? I understand.
Yeah, 100%, Mark. And don't forget, so we run our CPD courses. We do our level one, which is free, and we do a level two, which is chargeable. You can find them on our website, firechiefglobal.com. Follow me on LinkedIn, Matt Humby. I'm the one without any hair, Mark, so I'll be really easy. The other guys are lucky, so much better looking than me. But basically, you know, you can follow us, and we get lots of people from. Yeah, even mums and dads at home, you know, you don't have to be a big organisation, but they come on and then they just sort of think, oh, actually, I won't charge my phone when I'm asleep, when everyone's asleep. We'll charge it when we're around, just to reduce my risk. Don't charge phones under bedding and duvets. You know, it's a risk. We've seen images where someone's fallen asleep. They've had a device under their pillow. They've broken it. It's gone into thermal runaway. You know, it's about that mindset change, reduce risk. It's for everyone, just to help gain some education on it. What I do say as well, Mark, is as we move forward, you know, the next 10, 15, 25 years.
What do you think? Carry on.
Well, I'm not going to be 25 anymore, so that's a given, okay?
No comment, don't worry.
Lithium-ion batteries are just going to get smaller, lighter, more powerful. We are going to have a mobile phone that lasts all week, okay? We will have an electric vehicle that will give us 600-700 miles.
Yeah.
They are going to come lighter, more smaller, more powerful. We really do need to change our mindset about how we view, treat and use them and how we recycle them. Just a key point. By 2025, an EU report states that 78 million lithium-ion batteries globally will be thrown away.
Yeah.
Now each day. Wow. Yeah. You know, that's an incredible figure. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So You know, they are going to be here for a long time. They are part of our lives. The number one cause of domestic fires in the UK and in America and probably Europe is from cooking. Okay, domestic fires, 42% from cooking. If we get to a point where the biggest cause of domestic fires in the UK is from lithium-ion battery devices, we have a big problem on our hands, and we definitely don't want to see that. So this is why we need tougher regulation. We are supporting the electrical safety bill, which is key. We need tougher regulation on batteries coming in. We need proper fire testing on products that can mitigate and slow lithium battery and thermal runaway process. There's lots of work we've got to do, but we've just got to have our education piece. Keep putting it out there. I repeat myself so many times, and I do apologise but it's education. Education, Mark, is key. So people can understand, don't just view and treat a lithium ion battery device as an everyday commodity, like a cup or a plate. They are different. You know, that they potentially, you know, can cause a huge amount of damage. So let's just have a mindset change. And hopefully, now we're at the end of it and everyone stayed on for these last three episodes. People have found it interesting. And I will say there are, like I said, very good people out there, very good professors, researchers that also provide information on lithium battery fires. So, you know, follow them as well, please.
Good stuff, Matt. Yeah, it's really interesting. Like, from my point of view, there's ubiquitous now, and you're right. The advancement of these batteries is just going to get even quicker now, isn't it? It's just the nature of technology, and it really is going to become even more ubiquitous. So I think, you know, circling back from when we started this podcast, the first one, we said about awareness, didn't we? We wanted this to be about awareness and getting it, the message out there, and people just... being more aware. Awareness is the word. No need to change it. And then, as you touched on a bit on regulation and legislation, hopefully that follows, I think. And it's about sort of getting that message out there, more people talking about it, more people aware about it, and then lobbying, as you said, with the electrical safety bill, and then things will come in. So, but I think we've done a pretty good job in banging that drum, don't you? Don't you think, Matt? I think we've tried to make that clear from the start.
I like to think so. It's been a great, thank you for inviting us on.
You're welcome.
SHP. I really do appreciate it, you know, and for everyone that comes on our CPD courses, it's about us giving information to them. It's not about us at all. It's not about me, but it is. We've got to keep banging that drum. The government have now issued a new guidance document on e-scooters and e-bikes. So that's key. So the awareness is there. 5 years ago, if I was prospecting, Mark, many people would put the phone down and say, there's a crazy man talking about lithium ion battery fires. That's gone full circle now. And that's good because people are understanding.
Going in the right direction.
I hope everyone's found it interesting. They've all kept on board. And thank you very much.
Unfortunately, we are coming to the end of this third one, Matt, and also it's the final one. It's the third and final one, so we're coming to the end of the series. And just from my point of view, to sort of just look back, this is such an important topic. We've covered lots of ground, and all of this is down to Matt, who's passionately, coherently, and I think with clarity, spelled out some of these issues, kindly given us a bit of an action plan for you guys to take forward, and as we were both saying, hopefully raised a lot more awareness around the issue. Matt, we really appreciate you coming on. I know you're taking some time out to record this for us, so thank you. Listen, I know people are going to want to get hold of you. You touched on it a couple of times there, but let's be a bit more, let's really put some signposts there. If someone wants to get hold of you, I think your profile on LinkedIn is excellent, so people should follow you anyway for some of the stuff that you post. But you're obviously on LinkedIn. Is that the best place to start? And then how about where Fire Chief themselves? You've got some good content also there, haven't you?
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, LinkedIn, you know, I love everyone to connect on LinkedIn. Please do. With our Fire Chief Global website, we've got lots of free tips and advice on there for people to understand any sort of fire risk. You know, it's not just about lithium ion batteries. Sometimes it's about other fire risks. We do lots of topical articles. This is all just free information that we want to give out. And we are giving information out that we gain from the latest guidance, government documents. You know, we're not making it up. You know, we're giving proper safety information out there. And as I said, even if you're a small business or even if you're just someone at home, you know, fire safety is so important just for people to understand even at home. So, firechiefglobal.com, myself on LinkedIn. Come on our CPDs. Like I said, the first one is free. So,
Good stuff.
Welcome everyone, Mark. We welcome.
Good stuff. Thanks, Matt. Well, what I'll do, Matt, I'll share these links below as well, so people can get to that. Matt, thanks again for coming on, mate. Really do appreciate it. I'm sure we'll be seeing you again soon, and really appreciate it. Thanks again. Take care.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, everyone.
Right. So, yeah, unfortunately, this is that we've come to the end of this really special mini series, I guess. So, again, just make sure you know, if you haven't listened to the first two, make sure you do. I would also recommend bookmarking these episodes because they're a really useful source of information for you just to reference and to look into. So keep it as part of your own knowledge file, if you like. Some of the information here is really invaluable. But also, as well, if you want to head to IFSEC and SHP, we've got a whole back catalogue of our other podcasts, which serve to do the same thing, really, sort of help you guys out, takeaways, etc. Like before, I'll put a link to these archives along with the content that Matt was discussing as well, because that's also really useful. If you do go to IFSEC and SHP, or SHP, you're about to subscribe to our newsletter, which comes out twice a week. Listen, thanks very much for listening, and what's been a really important topic with a really good guest. And from myself and Matt, take care.